Chandogya Upanishad. Introduction. The Chandogya Upanishad, composed between the 8th and the 6th century BCE, is an anthology of stories and topics mainly concerning chants and songs used in rituals and as part of the spiritual seeker's practice. It opens again with a consideration of the importance of Om. It has 8 chapters. Chandogya Upanishad. Chapter 1. Let a man meditate on the symbol Om. Footnote. The syllable Om, pronounced Om, is regarded as the symbol of the Supreme. It is uttered as a single articulation and is represented by a single letter. End of footnote. Called the Udgita. For the Udgita, a portion of the Samaved, is sung, beginning with Om. The full account of Om is this. The essence of all beings here is the earth. The essence of the earth is water. The essence of water, the plants. The essence of plants, man. The essence of man, speech. The essence of speech, the Rig. Footnote. The verses of Rig Veda. Saman are the verses of Samaved. End of footnote. The essence of the Rig, the Saman. The essence of the Saman, the Udgita, which is Om. That Udgita, Om, is the best of all essences, the highest, deserving the highest place, the 8th. Footnote. 8th in the line of successive essences, beginning with the earth. End of footnote. When the Devas and Asuras, footnote, of the progeny of the creator Prajapati, some turned wicked and perverse, they are called Asuras. Others chose righteousness and are called Devas. End of footnote. Struggled together, both of the race of Prajapati, the Devas took the Udgita, Om, thinking they would vanquish the Asuras with it. They meditated on the Udgita as the breath in the nose, but the Asuras pierced the breath with evil. Therefore, we smell by the breath in the nose both what is good smelling and what is bad smelling, for the breath was pierced by evil. Then they meditated on the Udgita as speech, but the Asuras pierced it with evil. Therefore, we speak both truth and falsehood, for speech is pierced by evil. Then they meditated on the Udgita as the eye, but the Asuras pierced it with evil. Therefore, we see both what is sightly and unsightly, for the eye is pierced by evil. Then they meditated on the Udgita as the ear, but the Asuras pierced it with evil. Therefore, we hear both what should be heard and what should not be heard, for the ear is pierced by evil. Then they meditated on the Udgita as the mind, but the Asuras pierced it with evil. Therefore, we will both what should be willed and what should not be willed, for the mind is pierced by evil. Then comes this breath of life in the mouth. They meditated on the Udgita as the breath. When the Asuras came to it, they were scattered, as a clod of earth would be scattered when hitting a solid stone. Thus, as a clod of earth is scattered when it hits a solid stone, will he be scattered who wishes bad of one who knows this, for he is a solid stone. By the Udgita as the vital breath, he perceives not what is good smelling nor what is bad smelling, for that vital force is free from evil. What we eat and drink with it supports the other vital elements, that is, the senses such as smell and so on. When that vital breath leaves, then one finally departs. He leaves the mouth open at the time of death, as if beckoning it. There were once 3 men, well versed in Udgita: Shilaka Shalavatya, Chaiketayana Dalbhya, and Pravahana Jaivali. They said, "We are well versed in Udgita. Let us have a discussion on Udgita." They all agreed and sat down. Then Pravahana Jayavali said, "Sirs, will you both speak first? For I wish to hear what two Brahmanas have to say." Footnote: the fourfold societal division of the ancient society consisted of Brahmana, the stratum of priests and teachers, Kshatriya or Rajanya, land rulers and nobility, Vaishya, tradesmen and cultivators, and Shudra, service and labor. Jayavali is mentioned as a nobleman. End of footnote. Then Shilaka Shalavatya said to Chaikitayana Dalbhaya,
"Let me ask you, what is the origin of the Saman?"
"Tone, Swara," he replied.
"What is the origin of tone?"
"Breath," he replied.
"What is the origin of breath?"
"Food," he replied.
"What is the origin of food?"
"Water," he replied.
"What is the origin of water?"
"That world, heaven," he replied.
"And what is the origin of that world?"
He replied, "Let no man carry the Saman beyond the heavenly world. We place the Saman in the heavenly world, for the Saman is extolled as heaven."
Then said Shilaka Shalavatya to Chaikitayana Dalbhaya,
"O Dalbhaya, thy Saman is not firmly established. And if anyone were to say, 'Your head shall fall off if you be wrong,' surely your head would now fall."
"Well then, let me know this from you, sir," said Dalbhaya.
"Know it," replied Shilaka Shalavatya.
"What is the origin of that world, heaven?"
"This world," he replied.
"And what is the origin of this world?"
He replied, "Let no man carry the Saman beyond this world, for this world is its rest. We place the Saman in this world as its support, and the Saman is extolled as such."
Then said Pravahana Jayavali to Shilaka Shalavatya,
"Your Saman, the earth, O Shalavatya, has an end. And if anyone were to say, 'Your head shall fall off if you be wrong,' surely your head would now fall." "Well then, let me know this from you, sir," said Shalavatya.
"Know it," replied Jayavali.
"What is the origin of this world?"
"Space," he replied.
"For all these beings rise from space and return to space. Space is greater than these. Space is their final rest."
"Space is indeed highest manifestation of the Udgita. Om equals Brahman. Greater than great, it is without end. He who knowing this meditates on the Udgita, the greater than great, realizes what is greater than great. He conquers the worlds which are greater than great." When the land of Kurus had been destroyed by a hailstorm, Ushasti Chakrayana lived in poverty with his virgin wife at Ibhyagrama. Rising in the morning, Ushasti said to her, "Alas, if we could only get some food, we might gain a little wealth. The king here is going to offer a sacrifice. He should choose me for all the priestly offices." His wife said to him,
"Look, here are those beans of yours."
Having eaten them, he went to the sacrifice which was being performed. He went and sat down on the platform near the singers of the Sama, who were going to sing the hymns of praise. And he said to the leader of them,
"Prastotri, if you, without knowing the deity which belongs to the introductory hymns, are going to sing these hymns, your head will fall off." In the same manner, he addressed the next one, "Udgatri, if you, without knowing the deity which belongs to the Udgita hymns, are going to sing them, your head will fall off. In the same manner, he addressed the last one, Pratihartri. If you, without knowing the deity which belongs to the Praithara hymns, are going to sing them, your head will fall off. They stopped and sat down in silence. Then the sacrificer, king, said to him,
I should like to know who you are, sir.
He replied, I am Ushasti Chakrayana. The king said,
I looked for you, sir, for all these sacrificial offices, but not finding you, I chose others. But now, sir, take all the sacrificial offices.
Ushasti said, very well, but let those, with my permission, perform the hymns of praise. Only as much wealth as you give to them, so much also give to me. The sacrificer assented. Then the Prastotri approached him, saying,
Sir, you said to me, Prastotri, if you, without knowing the deity which belongs to the Prastava, are going to sing it, your head will fall off. Which, then, is that deity?
He said, Breath, Prana. For all these beings merge into breath alone, and from breath they arise. This is the deity belonging to the Prastava. If, without knowing that deity, you had sung forth your hymns, your head would have fallen off, after you had been warned by me. Then the Udgatri approached him, saying,
Sir, you said to me, Udgatri, if you, without knowing the deity which belongs to the Udgita, are going to sing it, your head will fall off. Which then is that deity?
He said, The sun, Aditya. For all these beings praise the sun when it stands on high. This is the deity belonging to the Udgita. If, without knowing that deity, you had sung out your hymns, your head would have fallen off, after you had been warned by me. Then the Pratihartri approached him, saying,
Sir, you said to me, Pratihartri, if you, without knowing the deity belonging to the Pratihara, are going to sing it, your head will fall off. Which then is that deity?
He said, Food, Anna. For all these beings live when they partake of food. This is the deity belonging to the Pratihara. If, without knowing that deity, you had sung your hymns, your head would have fallen off after you had been warned by me.